Call Back the Past.
A communist purge in Hungary, the establishment of the Republic of Ireland, and the devaluation of the pound. These were some of the features of 1949. The year also provided a new mode of commercial air travel, as Charles Gardner introduced us to this sound.
Well, that noise which we bring you for the first time is one which in 2 or 3 years will be a familiar one at airports all over the world, the noise of a de Havilland Comet four-jet airliner taxiing up for takeoff.
And Pilot Cunningham spoke to us from 7 miles up.
I'm now flying at 35,000 feet, the height slightly less than that at which passengers will usually be carried. We are at the moment low cruising power on our four ghost engines, flying at about 400 miles an hour.
Russia exploded her atom bomb in 1949, while in the medical field, Salman Waxman isolated neomycin and Philip Hench discovered cortisone. In the East, an uneasy peace between India and Pakistan, and in the Middle East, after the previous year's collision between the newly created State of Israel and her Arab neighbors, Egypt at last agreed to sign the peace treaty. Israel's Moshe Sharet answered newsmen's questions.
The agreement is subject to ratification by the Egyptian parliament?
No, sir. It enters into force immediately on signature. It's in force already. It has been in force the last 3 quarters of an hour.
Is it too soon to speak of talks of a peace nature with Egypt?
Certainly. Yes, and why perish? I mean, it's not a question of it being too soon. I mean, it may be utterly unwarranted.
Yes. Well, what is the form on that, sir? What is your own view?
Nothing. I mean, we've always been ready for peace. I mean, we would have been ready to skip the intermediary stage of an armistice and plunge straight into peace talks. But a different course commended itself to our neighbors, and we fell in.
In the musical theater of 1949, Rodgers and Hammerstein ruled the roost with the biggest box office draw in years, as South Pacific brought forth raves from practically every major critic.
There is nothing like a day.
We feel blue, we feel lonely and in brief.
We feel every kind of feeling,
but the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day. Nothing else is built the same, nothing in the world.
As a soft and wavy frame, like the silhouette of a day.
While South Pacific dominated the musical field, it was Arthur Miller who drew the best reviews in the serious theatre with his play, Death of a Salesman. Here Arthur Miller himself reads for us the tribute to salesman Willie Loman in the moving funeral scene.
Ah, boys, nobody dares blame this man. You don't understand. Well, he was a salesman, and for a salesman there is no rock bottom to the life. He don't put a bolt to a nut. He don't tell you the law or give you medicine. He's a man way out there in the blue, riding on a smile and a shoeshine. And when they start not smiling back, boy, that's an earthquake. And then you get yourself a couple of spots on your hat, and you're finished. Nobody dares blame this man. A salesman has got a dream, boy. It comes with the territory.
At the movies of 1949, we saw Broderick Crawford in All the King's Men, Kirk Douglas as The Champion, Gregory Peck in 12 O'Clock High, and Orson Welles in Carol Reed's The Third Man. Disney was also there with Cinderella.
Salagadoola, Minchagaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Salagadoola, Minchagaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Now salagadoola means a menchikabooleroo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Oh, salagadoola, menchikabooleroo, bibbidi bobbidi boo.
...1949 saw the retirement of undefeated heavyweight boxing champion Joe Lewis and a splendid victory for the South Africans Eric Sturgis and Sheila Summers in the mixed doubles at Wimbledon. And at golf, the hero was Bobby Locke with an historic win in the British Open.
Well, this cup is really a pretty one. And, and really, I can't tell you how proud I am as a South African, born, bred, and learn to play the game out here, how proud I am to be the first one to bring that trophy back to our shore.
Success too for South Africa at rugby in the Test series against the All Blacks from New Zealand. Hero of the first Test was Okie Geffen, with a world record of 5 out of 5 penalties. In the second Test, the hero was undoubtedly fly-off Hannes Brewis.
The whistle's gone for a set scrum. About a yard inside New Zealand's 25 on the far side of the field. Score 9-6, and by my watch, 1 minute to go, but there may be time allowed off for injury. Danny Savage put it in, but it's South Africa's getting it. Goes to the toy, to Brevis. Brevis tries to drop a goal, and it's over! It's over! Brevis drops the goal! Brevis drops the goal for South Africa, and the score is now 12-6. 12-6. This is Brevis's match. If ever a man has won a match, it's Hannes Brewis today. And the score is 12-6 in favor of South Africa.
12-6 was the final score. Zulu Indian riots in Natal were South African headlines in 1949, the year in which that province received its university. Import control was introduced, and the Voortrekker Monument unveiled in Pretoria. Books of the year included The Brave Bulls by Tom Lee, A Rage to Live by John O'Hara, and George Orwell's 1984, while Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting, The Mona Lisa, became the subject of one of 1949's top songs.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? To tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
A hangover from the war was news of the sentencing of Axis Sally to imprisonment and a heavy fine for broadcasting propaganda from Germany. There was also much relief when the official end to the Berlin blockade was announced.
This is Bernard Moore speaking from the headquarters of the United Nations at Lake Success. The final agreement on the lifting of the Berlin blockade was reached at a meeting between the United Nations delegates of the four Berlin powers in New York.
A sensational trial in America concerned Alger Hiss, accused of passing secret documents to the Russian spy Chambers. Ed Murrow reported.
Chambers told his story of how he came to New York and took Hiss to Brooklyn, where on the mezzanine of a movie house, he introduced him to Colonel Bykov, a Russian agent. The three went for a walk in Prospect Park, returned to have dinner at the Port Arthur restaurant in Chinatown, where Bykov, speaking German with Chambers translating, asked Hiss if he would procure secret documents from the State Department. And according to Chambers, Hiss agreed to do it.
1949 saw the rise of popularity of the card game Canasta and a serious coffee shortage after failed crops in Central and South America. America was also hit by severe water shortages and a record number of over 290 tornadoes. There were no shortages of tunes, though, from Tin Pan Alley, which in 1949 produced this one.
Mutate, clippity-clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a plug of chaw tobacco for a rancher in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo.
For the first time ever, Americans were able to watch as well as listen to the inauguration of a president as Harry Truman appeared on television screens. His inaugural speech introduced a four-point program, including economic aid to underdeveloped countries.
Today marks the beginning not only of a new administration, but of a period that will be eventful, perhaps decisive, for us and for the world. It may be our lot to experience, and in a large measure, bring about a major turning point in the long history of the human race. The first half of this century has been marked by unprecedented and brutal attacks on the rights of man, and by the two most frightful wars in history. The supreme need of our time is for men to learn to live together in peace and harmony.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.